Cultural winds that have been blowing in John Hartford's world were also blowing in the lives of other young musicians, straddling the line of tradition and change. Sam Bush, Peter Rowan, David Grisman, Tony Rice, Bela Fleck, and many other artists of the time cite Aeroplane and Morning Bugle as the big bang of the Newgrass era, a style that combined contemporary material with old-time instrumentation and refused to be pigeonholed into either. Aeroplane, Morning Bugle, and Mark Twain quickly achieved cult status among Newgrassers as albums that pointed the way for the next generation of bluegrass. Songs from these albums began to enter the repertoire of these younger artists and bands. Sam Bush's band, the Newgrass Revival, fiercely championed Hartford's attitude and many of his songs, including one of John Hartford's river songs, Skippin' in the Mississippi Dew.